aged? What would you teach in a wine class?
Well, I have different themes, and that's usually provided by corporate. What we generally do every month is focus on a different region. I last month did a class on Bordeaux. Mm-hmm. Generally, the way the classes are structured, it's $25 per person. We taste 8 different wines. We provide appetizers that I try to pair specifically for those wines.
How about the cab drive home? The cab, you know, $25 and all those.
But we do taste.
Yeah,
we
taste. It's a little taste, right. But you can get a lot of little tastes out of that. That's for sure.
I do a PowerPoint presentation. And one of the best things is that the attendees to the class are offered really good discounts on the wines that we taste that night that are probably the best discounts that we offer in the store.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I have a lot of repeat customers. I have a lot of repeat students that sign up class after class. In fact, on Thursday...
I wonder why.
I have a champagne and sparkling class that filled up, so we have added an additional class this Tuesday. So mark this in your calendar because I still have spots. 6:30 to 8:30.
How many people? How many people do you take?
We generally try to stop it at 35 to 40, and that's why the first champagne class filled up this coming Thursday. So the Tuesday, the 29th of November, we've added a second one. Approximately 8 to 10 people have signed up already, so it is already rapidly filling up.
What a party you could have. Let's all just sign up for the wine class, right? You get fed and have some fun and learn something and woohoo!
8 different champagnes or sparklings. We'll be doing everything from Prosecco through some Cremants from France and then on to 5 different champagnes as well.
How many classes the wine classes do you have a month?
We have one a month,
generally. Okay.
Those are our consumer classes. And then we generally will have one beer class per month. And again, they're going to be themed. Usually with the wine classes, it is a region that we concentrate on. But my first class in January is going to be on enhancing your wine enjoyment. So it will go over, you know, details about how to taste wine, how to evaluate wine, and that sort of thing.
And where can they go to sign up for that? Online? At your website? Or do they
generally
need to come to the store and sign up?
They can call the store, and we can take sign-ups over the phone. Mm-hmm. They can come into the store, customer service, and sign up. They don't have to pay ahead of time just to reserve their spot. We would just ask for contact information, and that would be it.
Okay, now tell us about the meeting room then.
So the meeting room, we have this classroom, and when we're not doing consumer classes or private tasting events, which we also offer, anyone can reserve that room complimentary for business meetings, breakfast meetings, networking events, fundraisers. We do everything from, we have organizations that will come in and just have breakfast meetings. They bring in their own coffee and donuts, and we shut the door. We will also do networking events where an organization will come in to network. We will do a wine tasting for them. We will, again, offer discounts on the wines that we pour that night and assist them with that sort of thing.
But the room is complimentary.
The room is complimentary.
So cool.
All you have to do is either call our store and book it, or you can go to our website and book through that.
TotalWine.com?
It is www.TotalWine.com. And then you can go to book our room at TotalWine.com to book the room.
Wow, I love it.
Rebecca, why do I get a headache when I drink wine? Somebody tried to explain that to me once.
Well,
some say it's red, some say it's white.
Right.
Is it either one of those?
There's some ingredient,
with you?
And then I could avoid it if I bought the right wine.
Is it a red or a white with you? Or is it both?
I usually just drink red, so I can't say.
You know, a lot of people blame sulfites, but quite simply, a lot of the time if someone gets a headache is because they've had too much wine.
I knew she was going to say that.
That's what I was figuring.
How did I know that?
And not enough water.
Not enough water.
So there's a dehydration factor that'll cause a headache.
So glass of water.
So you're supposed to be drinking water while you're drinking the wine?
I think so.
Well, in between. I mean, you don't just guzzle down, you know. But drink water in between, right?
Huh. There you go. I don't do that.
So do you have some specials coming up, some good specials coming up for the holidays at Total Wine?
You know, we have our prices. We kind of pride ourselves on the best prices, best selection,
absolutely,
and best service. And, you
yes
know, if you've been in, we have quite an army of very highly trained and very customer-oriented employees.
Army. It's the first time
we
I've ever heard it
army
to kind
we're
of approach that way.
Right.
Can I help you? Arms down, Eddie, soldier.
So really, we kind of have everyday specials. Our prices are yeah the best in the business. A couple things we're really focusing on this season would obviously be our champagnes and our sparkling wines, which are going to be very, very popular. One in particular, Montedon, is a champagne house in France. Mm. Grand Cru, which is the best fruit. They're actually a Tour de France sponsor. And only about 20% of their champagnes are exported. The other 80% pretty much stay in the country. They're very, very popular. Our Montedon Brut right now retails for $32.99, and it's a fabulous, fabulous champagne.
Why is it so good in France? Is it where the fruit grows, or is it the growing season, or why is it so good in France?
The Champagne region?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a combination of a couple of things. Their latitude, the fact that they have perfected the art of making sparkling wine for centuries. The three main grapes that go into Champagne do really well in that region. They've figured out where to plant, when to plant, when to harvest, mm-hmm, that sort of thing.
The
so there's
thing
a lot to be said for experience.
Just always sounds so good.
What's yeah that one wine French that comes over as soon as it's bottled?
Dom Perignon?
Beaujolais Nouveau.
Yeah, oh, and everybody
Beaujolais
waits
Nouveau
around for it that one day and drinks it, right?
That's right. Can't be released until midnight, the third Thursday of November.
Will you be having some of that?
We had some.
Oh.
Beaujolais Nouveau just happened.
I'll be darned. Mm-hmm.
Dang, and you missed it.
Rebecca?
But we still do have Beaujolais Nouveau in the store.
Okay, is that 32 a bottle too?
No, no. I think our Beaujolais so Nouveau retails for about $8.99.
Oh, my gosh. Rebecca Davison, thank you so much. Keep up the good work over there at Total Wine. I guess you guys did your research and before you brought it in here to Reno.
Yes, we did. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Total Wine, it's at, just in case somebody hasn't seen it yet, in the Commons. They're calling that shopping center in the Commons across mm-hmm from Home Depot, 6671 South Virginia Street. Thank you very much. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank
Total
you
Wine, I'll be there. You'll see me there.
Okay, come in. I'll give you a
halls
tour.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with Broadview. Don't go away.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Nevada National Guard and aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Tom Dolan. There's nothing like a smile on a child's face on Christmas morning when there are presents under the tree. Unfortunately, thousands of children in our area are at risk of going without.
This is Ryan Dolan from the Dolan Automotive Group. We are proud to be joining forces with the Reno Media Group to help collect toys for the U.S. Marine Corps' Toys for Tots and Salvation Army's Angel Tree Program. Purchase a new unwrapped toy for a child in need and drop it off at either Lexus of Reno on Mill Street, Reno Toyota Scion on Kitsky Lane, or Tom Dolan's Reno Mazda Kia on South Virginia Street. The fine elves at Pods Moving and Storage will keep them safe and deliver them to Santa at the North Pole for delivery. Last year, your generosity helped make the holiday brighter for over 7,000 children in our area, and we're expecting that need to grow this year. We're asking you to help us make a difference, so drop off a new unwrapped toy today for Toys for Tots and the Angel Tree Program. Plus, make sure to join us for the Camp Christmas event at all of our Dolan Automotive dealerships Saturday, December 3rd from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. There will be lots of Christmas cheer to go around as we help create smiles for children this holiday season in our area.
From the Dolan family to yours, happy holidays.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. Thank you to Rebecca. Boy, she brought me a catalog. Look at all this. I mean, they got all this stuff in the store. Huge.
But she doesn't know if they have dark Sambuca, so we're going to have to stop in and find out.
Well, that is kind of an odd.
It's really good.
I was a bartender.
Sambuca is good, period, but.
Licorice.
Yeah.
Licorice. So she said it wasn't quite as busy for this Black Friday. Wow, was that maddening? Black Friday madness.
Some nasty stuff happened.
Swept across the country. By the time it opened at 9 p.m. Thursday night for Black Friday, the Toys R Us in New York City's Times Square had a line snaking around the corner from its entrance on 44th Street. It went on for two blocks.
Was I a bad parent because I never stood in that kind of line? I mean, I don't get that.
No. It doesn't have anything to do with parenting. What parent dragged their kids down there for 2 hours in a line? I say that's pretty desperate. Preparing for Black Friday can mean more than just grabbing a coat and a purse, like many people go into somewhat extreme measures to shop. A week and a half or 2 weeks in advance, everybody starts getting ready. You can look online for all the circulars that they're going to be having in the stores and plan what you're going to do 2 weeks in advance.
Oh, come on. What is this, an army invasion?
In the case of Toys R Us, this involved a 28-page circular. Total represents $12,000 in potential savings. What do you got to say about that, Sean?
Walmart, on their website, you could go on their website and put in the zip code of your closest store. They have a map on there you can download to where each specific item that you're interested in, mm-hmm. where that is in the store.
Yeah, but you don't want to get around someone's got some pepper spray.
No.
Or you might not make it. Can you believe the stuff that happened?
There was two pepper spray incidents, yeah.
Plenty of backlash from critics and consumerism from employees. Unbelievable.
Why are they doing the midnight thing? Well, isn't Friday morning enough, early enough?
No, it's not.
Why are you defending this?
Because it's not. Because, well, you know what? When it first started happening, they've called Black Friday for a long time, but when they first started opening their doors at midnight and things, I thought, well, that's kind of cool because people go out and wait to get in line and get the savings. But now it's become a feverish, weird thing. I mean, people actually were sprayed with pepper spray. A woman wanted to get her Xbox. Right. And she wanted to get it before they were all gone. So she just started spraying people with pepper spray so she could get there first.
Well,
what kind of mentality is that? To save, what, $50?
Give her credit for initiative, right? Come on. What the heck? The whole thing is nuts.
In some places, customers were allowed to enter for 30 minutes, at a time, and then at 20-second intervals to prevent a stampede. They had a stampede at Walmart last year. And those in the front line were given tickets entitling them to the items in limited supplies. Cones, security tape were all set up in the store to keep the customers orderly.
So what I should do is I should just go there and get a ticket, reserving one of the items, and then sell my ticket to somebody who actually wants to buy it.
But that's not the fun of it. The fun is getting there with all the other cows and mooing your way in.
Listen to you.
It's unbelievable. I can't even believe it that people would stampede each other to save $10 or $15. I mean, it's the fever. What is people get in these fevers? And then they just
They gotta have
Go hog wild.
Yeah.
Crazy
Is
stuff.
Is there really a shortage of Xboxes? I mean, what's
Yes. In San
what's
Leandro,
going on here?
In San Leandro, California, police had one man in custody and another was hospitalized after a 1:45 a.m. shooting in a Walmart parking lot.
What were they shooting
at? It was a robbery gone bad. Okay. But he was there when the Black Friday was beginning. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, police said two people suffered injuries in an apparent armed robbery attempt after they left a Walmart store around 1 a.m., laying low out there for people who were getting up in the middle of the night to go get their savings. Would-be robbers struck a man on the head, shot a woman in the leg before another shopper displayed a gun, and the assailants fled.
Gee, I better call my daughters. They were going out at midnight last night.
Sheriff's deputies in Fayetteville, North Carolina, were looking for two men after shots were fired about 2 a.m. in a shopping mall. And in Kingston, North Carolina, an off-duty officer working security at a Walmart sprayed the shoppers with the pepper spray. This is the off-duty cop. Mm-hmm. Sprayed other shoppers with pepper spray in an effort to stop a disturbance. Just got out his pepper spray and said, okay, hold up here. Can you believe it?
And the shopper said there was no disturbance. Somebody just fell down.
Yeah.
So he thought it was a disturbance and started spraying his pepper spray.
Police arrested a man in Kissimmee, Florida, Walmart, on a resisting arrest charge after an early morning altercation at the jewelry counter. Police in Florence, Alabama, said they had to use a stun gun twice on a Walmart customer. 22-year-old man was charged with public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest 11 p.m., an hour after the store opened its doors for Black Friday.
Did you go out at all?
Friday? Heck no. Are you out of your ever-loving mind? I was so fat on the couch. I'm not going out shopping.
Well, you just made it sound like you like the whole idea of mooing your way in.
I do like the whole idea, but boy, I'm not going to moo in there with that going on. Isn't that crazy?
And you've never done the nighttime thing?
There's all kinds. No, I have not.
Good.
You
Good
know what?
For you.
I'm really not. I'm not really a shopper.
Me either.
To be honest with you.
Well, men never are we?
Yes. I have one.
Men do not like to shop.
I have a shopper. And now I go shopping with him.
Craig likes to shop.
He loves to shop.
Happy yes. birthday, Craig.
Thank you. Tell everybody. Yes, he does. But I was always the type that, see, as you can tell by my personality being maybe not A, maybe A plus personality, when I got a bug in my butt, I know what I'm going. I go out, I go, I look till I find it, and then I'm done, I'm gone.
That's how men do it.
That's how I do it.
So I need some underwear. Boom. Get some underwear and go.
Well, what I thought I would do here is talk about the 8 germiest places in the mall.
Ew.
Because shopping is just beginning. Shopping is just beginning for people.
Yeah.
Because
do we really want to know this?
The holidays are here. Hey, I'm going to give you some insight here. Yes, you want to know. During the craziest of the holidays, the last thing you want to do is to get the flu, the stomach bug, or worse, and it's all out there, exposing yourself to germs, flu virus, E. coli, staph. They can all make you sick. So what they say, here they are. Food court tables at any store, at the mall, stay away. Escalator handrails, toy stores, absolutely. Fitting rooms, gadget shops. Makeup samples, do not use makeup samples, girlies. Don't do it. Girls do
that.
I
know.
Okay. Hey, what happened there? Oh, so the best line of defense, buy the samples, try them, return stuff to the store. It's a little more hassle, but you'll stay warm and avoid the nasty bug.
And don't touch the reindeer's butt.
That's it for Broadview today. Thank you for listening. You are on KBZZ Sparks Reno. I'm Jay Davis. We'll be right back.